John. Sleepy eye John. You woke too late to miss the morning train. Sleepy eye John. No need to put your boots on. Go back to your dreams. Sleepy eye John. The way back in the wood where the whippoorwills are singing, he came in this world just a kicking and screaming. He must have known something nobody else did, because his fiddle was tied just to laying in bed. So they called for the doctor and they called for the priest. They said he wasn't possessed, no he wasn't diseased. All he needs is an honest day's work with his hands. So they sent him away to be a railroad man. Sleepy eye John, it won't too late to miss the morning train. Sleepy eye John, no need to put your boots on, go back to your dreams. Sleepy eye John. Well, sleepy eye John never did what he should. It's hard to be mad at a pig in the mud. He's no good, he's no good, is what people say. But you know he never ever did nobody bad. Some folks have a dream that they just can't shake. Oh, John's got a dream that'll never awake. When the morning trains come and the train is gone, oh, John's in a world that's all his own. Sleepy eye John, sleepy eye John, it won't too late to miss the morning train. Sleepy eye John, no need to put your boots on, go back to your dreams. Sleepy eye John.
Thank you so much, folks. That's a brand new song, also written by Graham Sharp, by a lazy old fellow named Sleepy Eye John. We had the pleasure of playing with Curly Sackler recently, and he's the tenor singer and mandolin player for Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt in their defining era. And so we played a bunch of those songs. We're going to do one right now, too. We'll introduce you to this fiddle player. He makes his home in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the finest fiddle players in the whole world. We love him to death. I hope you like what he does on the show for you today. And it's like what Lester Flatt said about the Martha White business. Goodness gracious, it's good. That's Mr. Nicky Sanders on the fiddle. Thank you.